There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with a statement from Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli, who has warned Jewish communities in the United Kingdom and Belgium to consider leaving due to deteriorating social and political conditions. He blamed Europe's failed multicultural policies and rising Islamist influence for increasing anti-Semitism and insecurity. Chikli expressed concern that these nations are becoming increasingly submissive to extremist ideologies, prompting fears that Jewish communities face growing threats if conditions do not change. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, California, known as Tarangeles, this community hosts the largest Iranian population in the United States, many of whom are Persian Jews who fled Iran post the 1979 revolution. Amid current conflicts in Iran and Israel, they face double nightmares, maintaining ties with relatives on both sides. The exile community actively supports Iranian democracy and Israel, while figures like Princess Noor Pahlavi symbolize hope for a democratic Iran. Moving down under, where a Melbourne synagogue has been recently vandalized twice in one day amid rising anti-Semitism linked to Middle East tensions. Authorities have condemned the attack, reflecting a surge of over 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents in Australia since October 2023. Community leaders have called for united action against hate as violence against Jewish Australians continues to escalate. Approximately 1,000 people recently gathered in Toronto, Canada, to support a free Iran and condemn the Iranian regime led by Ayatollah Khamenei. Speakers, including former Iranian politician Goldie Khamari and Canadian MPs, emphasized solidarity against regime brutality, advocating for Iranian freedom. Participants highlighted unity amongst Iranians, Jews, and Canadians. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A Russian missile damaged an Odessa Jewish children's home in Ukraine, operated by Chabad. Fortunately, children reached safety in time and no injuries occurred. A Sunni extremist group has claimed responsibility for a Damascus church suicide attack, killing 25. Australian Broadcasting Corporation presenter Antoinette Latouf has been reinstated after her dismissal over Gaza war crimes comments. The United States Homeland Security warns of increased threats after strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. FBI and police remain vigilant with no credible domestic threats reported. A pro-Palestinian candidate has won the New York City Democratic mayoral primary. This shock victory is raising concern amongst New York's Jewish community over rising tensions. Elsewhere in the United States, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, a Jewish candidate, has won the New York City Comptroller primary, having led opponent Justice Brannon by 15 points, who conceded the race. And finally, break down my walls, but I will rise again. Jewish American activist and dancer Montana Tucker has released a dance video at Masada, honoring Jewish resilience and Israeli bravery amid ongoing tensions with Iran. Filmed during her May visit to Israel, the video features dancers from the Lilach Friedman Dance Center, symbolizing Jewish endurance through history. Tucker, a frequent visitor since the October 2023 Hamas attack, has collaborated on projects highlighting resistance, survival, and hope for Israel and Jewish communities worldwide. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.